For a moment, I'd like to invite you to imagine each of your parents standing behind you. Your birth mother and your birth father, even if you didn't know them. And if you like to put any other significant parental figures next to them, adoptive parents or important teachers, sisters, brothers. Imagine for now, just imagine them standing behind you and just for a moment consider that they may not have had this privilege to undo and inquire into apparent obstacles to just allowing love to come through in the form of different thoughts, feelings, sensations. And just right now, if it's available to you, I just invite you to appreciate what you have in this possibility and send back forgiveness or gratitude back up the line for this life, for having had this life passed on to you through them very, very directly. And just to consider that they were doing their best given the resources they had available to them. And just breathe through any responses that come, the grief and joy and pain and anger, hurt. Just breathe them through as primary experiences, sensations. That can be loved in this moment by the loving presence that you are. And then just imagining behind you each of your parents, imagining their parents. And you may have known them, your grandparents, or you may not have known them, you may have seen photos. Doesn't matter too much about the detail, but just imagining now these four adults, two generations back. And again, just acknowledging the gift of life that came through them. And undoubtedly, almost inevitably, less privilege to contemplate, to retreat and inquire. And undoubtedly, quite very likely, less support from other loving hearts to remember this possibility of loving the detail of arising experience. So again, just in whatever way is true for you, just invite yourself to pass gratitude back up or forgiveness back up. And you can just do that another generation back, so there's 8 adults, your great-grandparents standing behind. and feeling yourself like the tip of this broad arrow that's broadening and broadening back. It's like this heart's alive right now, and this heart has this exquisite possibility right now. So just breathing the breath of life, breathing in the immediacy of the experience and breathing out the acceptance, I see you. And then, although it's probably getting very hazy, you can just imagine behind your great-grandparents, your great-great-grandparents, 16 of them, all contributing very directly to the fact that you're alive. Without them, you wouldn't be here. Without them having survived whatever conditions there were, to the point of adulthood, to the point of having a child, you wouldn't be here. And back further and back further and back further, so this arrow just broadening out. Until at some point all our arrows kind of interweave and intermesh, and we're all sharing the same ancestors. I'm just feeling the way that this is just life getting itself here. And right now, we've got the capacity to unravel and untwist little chinks and open our hearts to feeling what may not have been able to be felt before. And breathing it through. And I deeply believe that somehow out of time and space we do this for our ancestors. That right now. So I invite you just to breathe movement into held places in your family line. Offer whatever form of acceptance or gratitude or forgiveness that you can, just by feeling what moves in your heart right now, what moves through your mind, what images come, what tightness is felt, what resistance is felt, just breathing it through, welcoming it, trusting it. Just letting the two become one in this moment. And then when you're ready, just letting your eyes open and seeing where we are and including each other.